That's all I need to know about you.
That is all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 and Sienna and Raven. Okay, if you get arrested because a argument over dirty dishes in a sink turns a little bit violent, that is all I need to know about you.
Wow.
And it wasn't like between like a husband and wife or anything like that.
I mean, because
like,
I was going to say friends. It sounds sad if it's domestic.
No. Two friends, 20-year-old guy in Norwalk.
Oh.
Just like arguing about the dishes,
right.
Get into a fight. Next thing you know, here are the cops.
So I know that, you know, in college, obviously you were rooming with other people.
Yeah.
I mean, but did you have roommates after that? Did you have an apartment at any point after that? Because, I mean, you met your husband.
I moved in with my husband, Paul, right after I graduated from college. But I lived with girls and dishes in the sink were always an issue.
Well, that's the thing is that I find when it's people that you know, they respect the rules a lot less. You know, so like when it's friends or family or something like that and you live with them, they will take things for granted. When the bills get paid, cleaning things up, that type of stuff. But when you have strangers for roommates that you just met when you became roommates, there seems to be a higher respect level.
Well, I guess so.
Those.
Yeah, I'm one of them. To this day.
Right. You won't throw me out because I'm your friend.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
going
to get to it later. They're soaking. They have to soak
for three days. Yeah, they've been soaking for 3 days. Yeah. Right,
you put
exactly.
Put the soap in,
right.
Put the hot water in.
I'm
going to get rid of the stuff.
I'm going to go watch growing Netflix on them. And I'll come back in 3 hours. And then it'll be easier to clean. Yeah.
If you have home ailments or problems or whatever, and your answer is just to grab the duct tape or put some tarp on something over and over and over again, that's all I need to know about you. There is a house down at the end of my road right now that I swear has had tarps on it for, I don't know what's going on. It's otherwise a lovely home.
Okay.
But there have been tarps on this thing for something like 6 months, since the summer into the winter.
Maybe they have a leak.
Well, right. But I mean, what did you fix it during that time, during that entire time?
Listen.
It's the strangest thing.
Things got to soak. It takes time, you know?
Yeah, well, it's been soaking. It's been soaking for a while.
If you haven't washed your hands after you used the bathroom for 10 straight years and you admit that on national television, that's all I need to know about you.
What?
You hear that guy?
No.
The guy's showing his hands. I don't know. I don't remember what network it was, but he showed his hands to the camera. He's like, I can't see the germs, so they're not real.
So
I haven't washed my hands in 10 years.
I'm with him.
Like, that is disgusting. Yeah.
Germs are fake. Fake news.
Is he under a doctor's care at this very moment? Because I think that gentleman should be.
Can you prove there's a real thing such as germs? I don't know.
Probably. I think so. But,
I mean, sickness, disease, and so forth would have an argument for that, right?
10 straight years of not washing your hands after you use the bathroom?
Oh, man. How do you feel if you know that guy?
1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Free to live your best life. No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Snark with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
1-800-330-9999. Everybody's talking about love and Valentine's Day, but we want to know why being single is awesome.
Right, because the couples, you're going to get enough of that this week. Oh, look at us. We're so great. It's this many years together, or our 72nd Valentine's, or, oh, we just met and you love him. No.
Leah, let's start with you. Why is being single awesome?
I love being single because recently I've signed up for Netflix and I can watch whatever I want.
That's fair. There's nothing worse. Yesterday I came home and I'm after work and I want to just chill out and watch some television. I asked my wife for the remote, who's diligently working and playing Candy Crush at the same time. And she gives me this terrible look because she wants to watch Better Connecticut. I get enough of Scott Haney during the day.
I don't have to worry about the whole Netflix and chill scenario. Like, I don't have to feel awkward when we forget the press skip intro.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate you.
Or wait for that 15 seconds in between episodes or, like, strain my neck when, like, they're trying to, like, make moves and I'm not into it.
Is that a sideways kiss neck strain?
And I want to watch it for the plot. A
lot of pressure for Netflix and chill.
I don't
want to
deal with him.
Right? Yeah. Now you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Some people are just meant to be single, Anna.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, why is being single awesome?
Yes. This is Bernadette from Stratford. I'm so happy. I just got divorced.
I'm single now, and I'm happy. I don't have to ask questions. Can I do that? Can we do that? And I can sleep when I want, wake up when I want. First, I don't have to cook for nobody.
I like it.
Yeah, when you're divorced, I tell you what, when you first get out that divorce gate, you're like a thoroughbred running into the race for the first time. Congratulations, girl. Have a great, great week.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Hey, it's Hannah and Raven. What's the best part about being single?
Walk around your apartment naked and not worry about getting attacked.
I mean, who's going to attack you? I mean,
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Some people would say that being attacked while you're naked in your apartment is actually the best part of being in a couple. But, I mean, hey, to whichever's preference, I guess, to each their own.
I don't have anything to say.
Anna and Raven, why is being single so awesome?
Getting to do what you want when you want. If you don't want to cook, you don't have to cook. If you don't want to clean, you don't have to clean.
It's a good point.
Yes, the freedom to live your life as a slob. Very good point indeed.
Throughout the week, we want to know, why is being single awesome? So you can call us at 1-800-330-9999.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Matt and Teresa are joining us together this morning. Teresa, let's start with you. What's going on?
Matt and I are butting heads about Valentine's Day. He picked up extra shifts at work, and I've been single for 7 years, and it's our first Valentine's Day, and I want to do all the things. I want to do the chocolate. I want to do the roses. I want to do the candles and the night together, and he's like, it's the best time to make the extra money. Business is booming. We'll go on Monday. Everything gets discounted 50% by Monday. I feel like, come on.
And Matt, what's your side?
She's 100% right. I did. I picked up extra shifts this weekend. It just makes a lot of sense. This is a great chance for me to get tons of tips and to be able to treat her to a much nicer, much cheaper dinner after the fact.
I mean, I get it. He's right. This is the busiest
the
week
money
of the
making
year.
Day.
This whole weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, I do understand that. You could pay twice as much and go out yourselves, or you could make 4 times as much working, right?
Yeah, but I also understand you've been single for 7 years and you wanna feel like part of that group for once, and now you're still going to sit home by yourself. That kind of stinks too for Teresa.
I mean, I guess so, but Valentine's Day, it's kind of a scam that was made up by, like, the card and chocolate industry, you know? Like, why spend all that money? I don't need someone to tell me what days I should celebrate being in love with someone, you know?
Mm-hmm. But your lady does.
I'm willing for you to work on the weekend. I'm just asking for Thursday. It's been 7 years for me, and I chose you, and I would like you to honor that. I'm worth it. Who cares how much money you're going to make? You can work every day of your life, and it's not about the money. Money's great, but money can't buy you what we have together. So can we please just...
Matt, in theory, if the audience sided with Teresa, would you even be able to get Thursday night off?
Yeah, tons of people want this shift. They know how much money they can make.
Right. Because then you gotta tip large, too, when you're out for the overpriced meal. Not only is the check higher, Anna, but you got to look like a player.
Mm.
You got to look like a player.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Matt. It's a big money night for you, and Teresa, you'll go out a different night when he's not working, but they may see your side, too, that this means a lot to you. It's 7 years you've been single. It'll make you happy to be one of those people in love on Valentine's Day out at a restaurant. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I definitely got to agree with the guy. I mean, if he can make more money like that, then he should go for it, you know? The woman, she sometimes just has to understand that, you know?
Compromise is always good. But sometimes, ladies, you know, they're just princesses, Anna Zapp.
Well, it's not even
it's
the
just
princess.
A princess.
I do feel for her, because imagine 7 years you're single. Every year you got to deal with the whole Valentine's Day nonsense. You finally have a boyfriend. You're excited about doing something special. And he's like, nah, I took an extra shift. To make an extra $100.
Well, you know what?
Okay.
That's reality.
All right.
He's got to pay for the sins of those that came before him or didn't.
I'm just
the
saying I get it.
The lovers she had.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
I think Valentine's Day. It's a stupid holiday, and I've been married almost 30 years, and I've told my husband, never send me flowers on Valentine's Day.
Never.
Any other day of the year but Valentine's Day.
So here's the thing that I think we have in common, is I don't really care about Valentine's Day myself. It doesn't bother me if he doesn't do anything, remembers, whatever. But it's also because I've been married 14 years. And I think that when, you know, you've been married a long time, it's like those things kind of fall to the wayside. But the fact that this is her first is kind of a different story.
I mean, she's a grown-up, though. Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. I was talking with my wife about this yesterday, and I was like, sorry, babe, we're not going out for Valentine's Day. And she was like, I don't think we've ever gone out for Valentine's Day itself.
Mm.
And I was like, well, that sounds like a very practical choice that we've made.
Because you've been married forever.
Right. And then she made it sound like now I owe her one.
Well, of course. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Matt's side. I agree with Matt. His girlfriend could come down and hang out with him for a little while or as long as she wants. But, hey, you got to get the paper. You got to get this money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say?
Pretty much for after.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Who invites their girlfriend or boyfriend to hang out at work on one of the busiest days of the year? If I'm the boss, I'm firing you.
Listen, I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in the restaurant business with my parents. The last place you want to be on Valentine's Day is in a crowded restaurant if you're not there to have dinner with your significant other.
Just hanging around in the corner staring at your girlfriend or boyfriend while they're working?
Nowhere to sit.
Yeah.
It's busy.
Totally weird.
Yeah.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the boyfriend's side because let's just say he does take the night off. Now, the girlfriend has to sit across from him, knowing that he's probably stewing inside, knowing he's not making money, and he originally didn't want to go that night. So I would feel too guilty as a girlfriend. I would want to... Valentine's Day is about love and, you know, making sacrifices. I would let him make the money and then spend it on me more the next night. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Go get that paper and spend it on me.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Matt, our audience agreed with you. Teresa, people certainly felt bad for you, but they also figured, like, let's not be silly. It's a lot of money. Let him go work. You guys can go out a different night.
Babe, not only that, like, we can go out a different night, and it can be our own Valentine's Day. We're not going to be competing with anybody else, and I can show you just how much I love you without trying to compete with the table next to us.
Okay, so you promise we're going out and we're still celebrating.
I promise.
I mean, not for nothing. You drop some flowers off at the house before you go to work on Valentine's Day itself. You're going to be the winner twice, my friend.
I may keep that in mind.
I read a stat that you have to deliver flowers to work before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, otherwise she doesn't care.
It should be before noon. It should be before noon. It should be the first flowers in and the largest in the office. That's always the rule.
All right, guys, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. Massive school delays this morning, closings across the board. You get all the info at star999.com. We've teamed up with Star 99.9 Channel 3 Storm Center. It's all powered by Trainer Collision Center of Milford. We have to name a slimy frog after your ex.
Yeah, Jim Knox from Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo is going to be joining us coming in on Thursday morning. He will announce the winner there. But they've got a frog over there that needs a name. Of course, nothing rhymes with frog, Anna. So we're calling this Toast the Toad.
That's right. So all you have to do is let us know in 3 sentences or less why we should choose your ex to be named after this frog.
Mm-hmm.
Or this frog should be named after them, I should say.
Right.
You could email me at annazapp@star999.com. Here's one that I received from Rich. He wrote, my ex left me with our 11-year-old son to go move in with her quote-unquote Hercules. She met him at the gym.
Nice.
Her name is Ruth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's got to be a real difficult conversation, right?
It's got to be a heck of a squat.
Yeah. You know,
it's got to be a heck of a squat to be like, I'm leaving the family.
Right?
You're all in the rearview mirror, but your form is fantastic.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's heartbreaking. All right, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Tell us why we should choose your ex.
Okay, so he got me pregnant, and then when he found out that it wasn't a boy, he made an online dating profile, and he went and slept with a married woman and many different people.
Wow. I mean, I guess that was 3 sentences. It might have been a run-on sentence there in the middle, but that is crazy right there. That is absolutely crazy. Scumbag. What's his name?
His name is Doug.
Yeah, Doug Slimy, man.
Yeah.
Anna and Raven, tell us why we should name the frog at Beardsley Zoo after your ex.
I found him naked with another woman in my bed.
In your bed.
In my apartment. My place.
I would assume that's where your bed is.
Right. I mean... I mean, unless you have random beds other places, right? Which, it's not a terrible idea, I suppose, but it is strange.
What's your initial reaction in that situation? You walk in, you see that happening. What do you say?
Do you turn away and walk out, or do you throw something?
No, neither. I did scream and say, what are you doing? Get the H out of my house now.
Right.
I left the apartment so those two mothers can get dressed.
Well, that was nice of you. Give them some privacy.
I'd be also standing outside making sure nobody's leaving with my TV.
Right?
I mean, you figure at that point, it's already gone. So, I mean, if he's had an eye on something in that apartment that he likes, I'd be careful he's not leaving with your sleeper sofa.
Yeah, well, he didn't have much time to do anything. I went upstairs and I was screaming at my neighbor. She's like, what the hell's going on? She's like, oh, my God.
And it wasn't your neighbor. Why are you yelling at her?
Right. You're yelling at your neighbor. What are you yelling at your neighbor for?
Well, because I was so upset.
So what's his name? We'll put him in the running.
Andy.
All right. You've got one more day to get your nominations in. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Tell us why we should choose your ex to name this frog after. Or you can send me an email. AnnaZapp@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your
Answer work. Questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Lauren, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Lauren.
Okay, Lauren, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, I'm going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Sure.
Okay. Number 1, Travis Scott's daughter had a lavish first birthday dubbed Stormy World. Who is Stormy's mom?
Khloe Kardashian.
Number 2, Jennifer Aniston's first ex-husband was at her 50th birthday bash this past weekend. Who is he?
Justin Theroux.
Number 3, Tracee Ellis Ross was at the Grammys cheering on her mother who performed and celebrated her 75th birthday. Who is this music icon / mom?
Diana Ross.
Number 4, what cereal famously uses the slogan, Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Rice Krispies.
Number 5, America's Got Talent is getting a new host and 2 new judges. Terry Crews will replace this current host.
Tyra Banks.
All right, let me bring Raven in. Raven! You got all the hard ones, right?
Quick.
Yeah, Lauren got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
She got all the hard ones right and all the easy ones wrong. All right, ready?
Okay.
Number 1, Travis Scott's daughter had a lavish first birthday dubbed Stormy World. Who is Stormy's mom?
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner is correct.
Kylie Jenner.
That birthday party was insane.
It's ridiculous.
I mean,
isn't the baby one?
The baby is one.
The baby knows nothing. The baby knows nothing.
Well, she knows that she got Baby Shark to perform at her birthday party. It's a big deal.
The Baby Shark?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Number 2, Jennifer Aniston's first ex-husband was at her 50th birthday bash this past weekend. Who is it?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is correct. Lauren's still leading you. 3-2-2. Number 3, Tracee Ellis Ross was at the Grammys cheering on her mother who performed and celebrated her 75th birthday. Who is this music icon / mama?
I'm going to go with Dolly Parton.
What? No, it's Diana Ross.
No, yeah, right. You gave the last name. I didn't even I went to bed before Diana Ross came out, so I forgot she was there.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Who knew?
Well, good news, Lauren. You're still winning 3-2.
Yeah, that was a gimme. What happened there?
Number 4, what cereal famously uses the slogan Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Rice Krispie.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. Number 5, America's Got Talent is getting a new host and 2 new judges. Terry Crews will replace this current host.
Oh, that's fantastic. Terry Crews is going to be there? The host is Nick Cannon, isn't it?
That is incorrect. It's Tyra Banks, the current host. Nick Cannon was the first host.
Oh.
Oh, well, good news, Lauren. You took Raven down with a tie this morning.
No, you didn't take me down, you tied.
All right, but that still gets you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce, that mug, too. It's very tall.
Hi, this is Lauren from Monroe, and I can't beat Raven, but you, I tied him.
You sure did, and that's pretty awesome. Thanks so much for playing, okay?
Hold Better on. Better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon, and Kevin Begley will give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. We call it the cheat sheet. Our Valentine's voicemail is 203-783-8282. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. You can call, leave a message, anything you want, who you're in love with this Valentine's Day, who you can't stand, missed connections, anything you got.
Right, anything you got. 1-800. 203-783-8282. Forgot where I was for a minute there.
What else
you
is new?
One new message. Press 1 to message received yesterday.
I want to wish my son, my 12-year-old son, Lexus Torres, a happy Valentine's Day, and that I love him to the moon and back. And mommy wants to know if you will be my Valentine. Aww. Love you, baby.
That is very nice.
That is really sweet. If I asked my daughter if she would be my Valentine, her answer would just be no.
Right. Well, at 9, she's already come to the point now where she's at that rejection stage, right? I'm going to be rebellious.
Yeah. There's always that sad moment as a parent when you
when they no longer will be the Valentine.
And, like, you're not cool to them anymore. I did a Facebook Live on our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, where I'm talking to Hayden, my 9-year-old daughter, and she's blatantly ignoring me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the moment when everybody realizes I'm no longer the cool mom.
It begins. And it's over.
Yeah. Pressed message deleted. Message received today.
Hello. I'm actually kind of embarrassed by this, but I had met a gentleman at Blueport in Bridgeport over the weekend. And, you know, we had a nice conversation, but when he asked me for my number, I purposely gave him the wrong one because I didn't think that I liked him. Oh. And now I'm feeling guilty about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I was hoping that maybe if his name is Thomas, he would relook at that number and change the last digit from 5 to 7.
I've told you this before. The theory is that when you go to give that number and you're still on the fence, you haven't actually decided whether or not you're delivering the real number till the 5th or 6th digit.
Right.
And then there's a pause, and then you change only the last digit.
But if you find out that a girl gave you the wrong number on purpose, right, do you ever actually give that girl another chance? Don't you kind of feel like, oh, I wasn't good enough then? I don't know.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I think I would have to run into him, but I wouldn't be changing the last digit. I mean, there's one part of me that would want to be the bloodhound about it, but at the same time, when you get through at that point, if you have changed the digit and discovered the number, now you're a creep. Now you're creepy.
Right,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Now you're creepy.
And maybe try calling me again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To this message deleted. Message received today.
I just want to give a shout out to my boyfriend, Kyle. I've been together with him for 3 years, and we have a wonderful 8-month-old son. And he's just been a wonderful father and a wonderful boyfriend. He's been with me through the bad times with my ex-boyfriend. And
God, that's the best when you gotta deal with the ex there.
Right. Yeah, you got to deal with him.
Yeah, if you get cred for that, though, that's no question.
I just want to let him know how much I appreciate him and everything he's done. And he just stepped up and... anyways, I just want to give him a shout out because he's always been a great, wonderful man, always putting food on the table and, you know, working his butt off. So happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you.
Message deleted.
Is that the standard? If you put food on the table, you automatically win? Like,
hey, listen,
you know?
Right. Go out there. You know, you got to make the bacon. I mean, you know, I get it. You
hate
know?
Those terms. Make the bacon.
I'm just saying, you got to get it.
Bread.
Okay.
When you're a team, you're a unit, that's a big part of it, obviously. Eating. Is a big part.
It's very important.
You know, other things that are big, like, you know, the heat, the lights, you know, that kind of stuff.
No one's going to dispute that.
Eating's a big one. That's why they say putting a roof over your head. That's always good. When you don't have one, you're like, you know what? That was a big deal.
Valentine's voicemail. Give us a call. 203-783-8282. Leave a message. So if you missed it on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, there was a skit, Star 99.9, and it went like this.
But tell me, when did this day become a free-for-all? Your card said, I love you, and again calling, you are my boss.
Yep.
So I want to thank God.
And it brought up the whole thing about Valentine's Day. Like, do you just celebrate your significant other, or do you celebrate your mom and buy things for your friends? And how about for your kids? And Raven and I turned out to not agree on this whatsoever.
Oh, surprise, surprise, right? Yeah. And Raven, Star 99.9. My thought is that if you give somebody a Valentine, if you're over a certain age, that means you've been naked or you intend to be naked.
No.
Yes. It's for lovers. Valentine's Day is for lovers.
No, it's for lovers. It is for lovers. It's love.
I'll give you a couple of exceptions, all right,
yep.
Here? If your you have a small child,
yeah.
A young child,
uh-huh.
That's one thing, and you are a parent to yes. That young child,
yep.
Or you have a very, very, very old grandma who's still, you know, running around and having a good time, and you go visit grandma, and you bring grandma some chocolates.
Ironically,
it's got to be over 80, though. That's it. If you're under 80, grandma, no chocolates for you.
I don't buy anything for my husband,
uh-huh.
But I do buy something for my daughter, and now my new daughter, so my girls, right?
Right.
And I
mean, your new daughter is she's a couple months old.
But you don't think she's got, like, a little teddy bear? She's going to love a little...
That is pretty cute, though.
All right.
Yeah, pretty cute.
Or the first Valentine teddy bear.
All right. But again, that's it. Those are the only rules. Those are the
mom.
Only exceptions.
I got to get something for my mom. I love my mom.
I mean, you love your mom. Just tell your mom, hey, mom, I love you.
And here's a rose and a teddy bear and a card and some scratch-offs in it.
Seems excessive. I do love the lottery, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do love the lottery, but... I mean, but if you gave that to me, it would be weird.
Well, you know, when I first started working here, I would get everybody chocolates for Valentine's Day. I would get, like, little chocolates for everybody in the
creepy.
Office. And I did. I did it all
you
the time.
Creeper.
But it's about showing, like, you know, appreciation and love for the people that you would deal with every single day. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're a schmoozer.
You brought the apple for the teacher. You brought the chocolates for all the people in the office. What a schmoozer you are.
Are you saying that you're not bringing me chocolate on Valentine's Day?
I mean, I wasn't planning on it.
You really should.
I guess now I have to adapt my plans right here. But again, as I implied to you, that Valentine's are for lovers only. So it doesn't make any sense.
What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Do you buy stuff for the kids to give to the teachers? Are you the person that's buying for everybody? Or do you say, nope, it's the guy or girl I'm with and that's
right.
It.
That is it.
Yeah,
that
give us a call.
Is it.
Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day. There's only so much you can do when you're single on Valentine's Day. Sometimes it gets a little bit hard, let's be honest.
You work the girls into the title, but not the single dudes out there.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You could hear her here every weeknight on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. Tips for being single on Valentine's Day. Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, I think it's the hard, that and the holidays, you know, Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving. This whole chunk of time is really, really hard for singles because it's like everywhere you look are happy couples mm-hmm. and families and babies and Valentine's Day and romance, and you can feel really lonely and isolated. It's definitely can be a tough time of year, especially if you really want love in your life.
So what do you do besides going to hedonism in Jamaica?
You could do that. There are a couple of things you could do. If you're actively looking for love, then make like Valentine's Day into a little meditation about calling love in. I have a good friend named Catherine Woodward Thomas. She wrote an amazing book called Calling in the One for people that are looking for love. It's been a bestseller. It's a great book. But it's really fundamentally about getting really clear about what your intentions are for love, what you're really looking for. Not so much in the qualities or characteristics even that person should have, but as you think about having the love you most desire, how do you feel? Right? And get really, really clear. Would you feel playful? Would you feel safe? Would you feel romantic? You know, and whatever that is, make a commitment to yourself, yes, to put out that intention to call love into your life, but also to create more of those feelings outside of love in your day-to-day life. And you can start on Valentine's Day, right? But that often makes us feel better because we're really getting clear and setting an intention to make things different on next Valentine's Day. The other thing is to be of service. Go out and volunteer somewhere, even if it's volunteering to take care of your friend's kids while they go out, because spending the night with a bunch of kids will make you a little less rushed to settle down and have them yourself. And you're doing a good deed, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
True. If you ever need relationship advice, you can reach her too. 855-5-UNCOVER. It's Dr. Laura Berman.